shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Well, in Deuteronomy 30, God gave to the nation of Israel the promise of blessing if they obeyed his laws and followed his rituals and ceremonies. If they did not, which he anticipated they wouldn't, because of their human nature. If they did not, then their lives would be cursed, which means it would be filled with hardship and struggling. Hardship and struggling. So they had choices every day of their lives, whether to walk with God and to do life the way God instructed them to do it, or they could walk contrary to that, and their life would be under a curse. So we open with the first verse of Deuteronomy 30, which explains that. Now it came to pass when all these things come upon you. What things? The things that are part of the curse, the struggling, the difficulties, the trials, the problems in life. When all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, then you'll remember, you'll call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God has driven you. So when they go through these things, the verse says that they would recall at some point in their struggling lives that God was waiting for them. Just like the beautiful song we just heard, he was waiting for the prodigal to return home. Isaiah 30 and verse 18, he's always waiting to be gracious to us, and he's waiting to embrace us. And that's what he puts before them. He says, I put before you life and death. I put before you blessing and curse. I'm anticipating that you're going to go the negative towards me because you have an old sin nature, because you're human beings, and that seems to be your tendency to go opposite of me. But when you're out there and you're struggling and you're hurting and it's painful and it's difficult and it's troubling and it's and all of those things come upon you, remember what I told you, that there is a way to be blessed in life. There is a way to walk in the blessing and not live struggling all of your lives. And that's what the verse is saying here. There is a way to go beyond the struggles and enter into the blessings of life, which I have prepared for you. So when you get sick and tired of struggling, when you get sick and tired of doing it your way, then they would return with a purpose of obeying God, doing it his way. Verse 2 comes into play. And you return to the Lord your God and obey his voice, his word. According to all that I have commanded you, today you and your children and all of your with all of your heart and with all of your soul. So when you get tired and sick of struggling and going through life without the blessing, then return to me and come with a purpose and an attitude that things are going to be different. I'm not going to live this way forever. I'm sick and tired of being this way. I put in how many months, maybe years of doing it my way, struggling and going through trials and being hurt. And I'm sick and tired of this. I'm going to do it God's way. At some point, people reach that place. At some point, probably many of you have reached that in your lives, where you were just doing your own thing. You were saved. You were going to heaven. You were a Christian. But you were really kind of just doing your own thing and pursuing your own goals. And life was hard. It wasn't an easy yoke. It was hard. And you reach that point where you say, enough is enough. I'm sick of this. I'm going on with God. And that's a point that people reach. And that's a good thing to reach that point. In the New Testament, this is, of course, Old Testament, and he's talking about the children of Israel, and he's talking about where they were at. But we have a parallel. We have a similar system in place in the New Testament. However, in the New Testament, as you well know, and you've been taught this, that your salvation is not connected to this. In the New Testament, we are saved by grace as a gift from God, and there is no obedience requirement to receiving salvation or to remaining saved except for faith. There's no other obedience. There's no laws, commandments, mandates, standards, or anything that a person needs in order to be saved. It is a gift from God, and to receive it by faith, and then he remains saved by faith. And 68 things we've taught you before happen at the point of salvation, the moment of salvation, and those things are immutable. They cannot be changed. They cannot be removed from you. So first, you know you're saved. And then the second thing I know is that if I am saved, then progressively over a period of time, progressively, I will learn to be obedient to God. If I'm truly saved, then I have the Holy Spirit within me. Holy means to be set apart, to be different. So that Spirit is going to be setting me apart and causing me to be different than what I was before. I'll be different than those that walk outside of God. And that's progressive. It doesn't happen instantaneously. When preachers make it sound like it's instant, that's when you feel condemnation. Because you don't have time to grow. They just demand that you act that way today or else. And then you're under condemnation. This is progressive. We are growing in obedience. If you're saved, you're growing in obedience. That's the fruit of our salvation. If a person professes Christ and continues to run with the devil, yes, I know the song. If a person professes Christ and continues to run with the devil, then the genuineness of his salvation is questioned. How's a person say, well, I'm saved, I've received Christ, I've got the Holy Spirit living within me, now me and the devil got plans. And it goes on not just for 1 year, but 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 6 years. I mean, how do you look in the mirror and say, I know you're saved? How would you know? There'd be no assurance. There would be no insurance. There'd be question marks all over you and question marks all over the faces of those who know you. How could he possibly be saved? We don't know. Maybe you are. But there would be no way to tell. There'd be no assurance. And you would be under the curse of a struggling life, a troubling life, one that wasn't easy and so forth. So a person who professes Christ that doesn't grow eventually and continues to run the devil's life, then his salvation is questioned. It's not denied him. It's simply questioned. In the New Testament, the believer is told that all of the blessings that he can receive beyond salvation, remember, he got 68 things at salvation. Those blessings cannot be removed from his life. But beyond that, the New Testament believer is given other blessings that he can enjoy in this life, spiritual blessings, emotional, psychological, physical, including financial, including the things that he needs provisionally for his life. All of those blessings are attached if he would only do one thing. We're told, prioritize the kingdom. If you would prioritize the kingdom, he said, then I'll add all these things that you're thinking about that you need in your life, I'll add them to you. I'll give them to you. I'll bless you with them. In fact, in Philippians 4:19, I'll supply all of your needs. I'll take care of it all if you would only prioritize my kingdom. And you know the verse, Matthew 6:33. Seeking first the kingdom. He didn't say seek first God. He said seek first the kingdom of God. We're talking about getting the blessings that God wants to give us in life. He's saying seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, which means in doing the right thing in your life with regards to the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto him. His kingdom is all that pertains to God. The kingdom of God is all that pertains to God. His gospel, his church, making disciples, missions, prayer, giving, serving, gathering together, all of these things are kingdom issues. Being involved in the thing in the enterprise of what God is doing on earth. There's two kingdoms on the earth, one of darkness and one of God's dear Son. If I'm involved in the one that's in God's dear Son, then my priority is those things that I find on the earth that are prioritized by God. His people, his church, his prayer, his Bible, all of that, evangelism, all of those things make up the kingdom of God on earth, which is expanding and soul by soul, person after person, is being brought into God's kingdom. The devil controlled the whole planet, but then as when Jesus Christ came, one person at a time, one heart after another, becomes part of the new kingdom on earth. Thy kingdom come, and his will gets done. So by prioritizing the kingdom, which so many of you do beautifully, that is when the believer walks with God. He prioritizes his word. He prioritizes his will. And that's when he's told that he'll be blessed by the Lord. God will add all these things to you. You won't be left without. You'll be blessed. And not just in the physical realm, you'll be blessed emotionally. You'll be blessed psychologically. You'll be blessed spiritually. You'll be blessed in every aspect of your life. And that is a beautiful thing. So I have the blessings of my salvation, all 68 things that God gave me at the moment, the second I believed, and those will never be removed from me. But now I can walk with God and receive even more blessings while I'm on earth. I can walk with him and prioritize his kingdom, prioritize what he's doing on the earth, even though I've got things to do myself in order to pay the rent and do other, you know, I've got a life that I got to tend to, but also in that life, I make sure that my schedule can prioritize God first. In all things, we give him the preeminence in Colossians chapter 1, verse 19, I believe it is. Now, there are some, of course, in discussing this with some people come in and they get, you know, counseling and they're struggling and they're troubling, they're struggling, they're going through so much, they're in pain, they're this and they're that, and this is their problem. They haven't, you know, they occasionally show up at church, they're not involved in anything, they don't read the Bibles, they're very self-pray.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies.